This is going to be fast. I got a lot of information, and we're so much closer than we were. Every day something happens. Every day shows that this world is getting more vexed, and Christians are getting more vexed, and the world's just going, well, you know where the world's going. The name of this lesson today is The Mark, ID 2020. And a lot of people haven't heard of this yet, but it's all over the internet, and it's all over. It's a program put out by the United Nations. Psalms chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "Why do the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that setteth in heaven shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my kings upon the holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee." Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you'll help me to get through this lesson, Lord, and I pray that you'll give me the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I can't do this by myself, Lord. Lord, you're so precious to us. Lord, help us to be more loving to you, Lord. Help us to give more of ourselves to thee, Lord, in these last days that we're fastly approaching the rapture. And Lord, we need you so bad. I ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Otto von Habsburg, a member of the European Parliament, he made a remark years ago, and he said, "The ignorance of America is overwhelming." And indeed, it is overwhelming. The more I talk to Europeans, the more I realize we don't know what's going on. We watched Nancy Pelosi this week ram a package through Congress for articles of impeachment of our President of the United States, the one we duly elected. And they did it on Halloween. That should be a message to every Christian. They did it on Halloween. They waited till Halloween to put this through. If you know anything about Halloween, that's a holy day to the Satanist. And in order to get things done that they want to get done, they sacrifice. So you have to ask a question, what did they sacrifice, or who did they sacrifice? Because this is a very evil and wicked generation that we're living in. In Naaman chapter 3, verse 5, he says, "Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts. I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will show the nations thy nakedness and the kingdoms thy shame." America is showing their shame every day. The Democrat progressives hate anyone who comes in between them and the New World Order. The impeachment is the only way they can take our president out. They want to tie him up until the 2020 elections are over with to keep him from winning the presidency so they can get their crony in there that will do what they want. All these supposed impeachment, most of them are all women. This goes back to the first sin that Adam committed that got us all into this trouble. And we haven't learned a thing from that first sin. Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. And he said unto Adam, he said, "Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life." We're in trouble. The lesson here should be a warning to America that because catastrophic judgment hasn't happened yet, although we've had a lot of problems in this country, that doesn't mean God is overlooking this country's drunkenness, pornography, occultism, self-righteousness, false religions, murder, theft, corruption of our children, drug abuse, Bible rejecting, sex perverts. In God's good time, the axe is going to fall, and when it falls, it's going to fall really, really hard. In 1 John chapter 2, it says, in 16, it says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." And what are these things? When Satan attacks you, he goes through the ear gates and the eye gates. He goes to radio, then to TV, then records, then tapes, CDs, DVDs. We have raised several generations on this garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. Whatever goes in that eye gate stays in the eye gate. Whatever you hear, you ever notice that the music you listen to, the world's music, you can't, once you get it in your head, you can't get it out? And I dare say that there's people in this congregation that are listening to that music, and their souls are being vexed. The more I learn about this world, I have concluded that this country is not a Christian country. Never has been. It's a nation that has Christians in it. And used to, the Christians had an influence on this country, but we don't have an influence anymore. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15 says, "That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." And I dare say that this country is not shining very... The Christians, the churches in this country aren't shining anymore. Most of them, you can't even get a plan of salvation. Ezekiel chapter 22:30 says, "I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedges and stand in the gap. Behold, before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." Where are the men? This country has been so feminized over the years. And it didn't start overnight. It started way back when. I believe the devil had a plan for this country because of his Christian influence on the world. I believe that the Civil War was started by Lucifer himself. You say, well, what's the Civil War got to do with it? America, right after the Civil War, America started to change its way of looking at religion and the Bible. I believe that it was because of the shortage of men due to the war. Over 700,000, maybe 800,000 men died during the Civil War. Then we had World War I and World War II. Then we've been in wars ever since. The shortage of men in this country is overwhelming. You can talk to some of our military people. They go through basic training. They become men in the basic training. Not good men, but men. And that sickens them to see what our country is going to. Do you know one of the highest suicide rates in the country are soldiers? They fight, they lose legs, they lose arms, and they come back to find out that their country is being turned over to the homosexuals. The so-called church is falling faster and faster in the doctrine of the Antichrist. There are just a few churches left that hold sound doctrine. Thank God for our pastor. I mean, you should thank him every day. Pray for him every day. The falling away started with the new Bibles. Then the modern Pentecostal charismatic movement began in 1906 by a woman who spoke in an unknown tongue. By 1956, every denomination in America had been affected by this tongue movement. They disregarded the Bible, which says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34, "Let your women keep silent in the church, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law." A lot of people don't like that verse. There's a lot of verses I have problems with, but it's the Word of God. I believe it, and we should live by it. Like Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, "I sought for a man among them, and God found none." The book of Genesis shows us the moral breakdown of how sin progresses. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, man versus woman. Eve brought Adam the grape. Adam fell. He took the fruit. Genesis chapter 4, verse 19, polygamy. And the conflict in the home when a man took two wives. Genesis chapter 9, verse 22, pornography, when Ham looked on his father's nakedness. Genesis chapter 16, verse 3, adultery. Sarah, doubting God, gives Hagar to Abraham to wife. And we're still suffering from that today. Genesis chapter 19, verse 5, homosexuality. Lot. The homosexuals call out to Lot to send the two men out that they may know him. Genesis chapter 34, verse 2, fornication. Shechem took Diane, Jacob's only daughter, and raped her. Genesis chapter 38, verse 15, incest and prostitution. Judah took his daughter-in-law, who played the harlot. Genesis chapter 39, 7, seduction. Joseph the potter's wife tried to seduce Joseph. But he had enough character to resist. We're living in the day of seduction. We're living in the day of deception. Everything. You can't believe nothing that comes across the news. Especially NBC, CBS, and all these other ones. They always come, they never detract. Satan is at war with the family. And guess what? Most of you parents and those who are listening are asleep. We've raised for the last four generations, on every kind of technology that comes up, from radio to television. You know, I was with my brother this week, and I was really impressed with him and his wife. They get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they read the Bible together and pray. And I thought, man, that's good. I wish I could get my wife up at 6 o'clock, but I know that's not going to happen. Satan is at war with the family. We're asleep, and Satan's warfare is destroying the family. If Satan can destroy the family, he can destroy the church. If he can destroy the church, he can destroy the purpose that God has for you. Men and women live in a demonic society. It is saturated with every evil imaginable. Adultery, and I'm going to repeat this, pornography, incest, homosexuality, bestiality, prostitution, drugs, alcohol, divorce, child abuse, grandparent abuse, lust, fornication, books, movies, music. Everything is made to mock God and to mock and destroy the family. Paul assesses today is found, or assessment is found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1. It says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous time shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despised of those that are good, traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God." And it goes on. And every one of these things that are listed, we see today. We've seen in past, but not so much. I mean, it's not as much as we do today. I mean, I was raised up in the 60s. And it was bad, but they were still good. I mean, there wasn't like it is today. A woman in England was fired from her job as someone who helps birth a child because she made the statement that only women can have babies. Am I missing something? A doctor got fired from his job because he said that a 6'6" man with a beard was not a woman. The Word of God tells us that we are to live in peace. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, it says, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manners of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." We need to live holy lives, pleasing to Him. Not our righteousness, but His righteousness. You know, when you get into studying prophecy, there's two things that you got to get right. First, when it says the earth, that's talking about this big old orb that rotates around the sun that we live on. When it talks about the world, it's talking about a spiritual thing that man lives on and is in the systems that's running this world. Like right now, the god of this world is Lucifer. And that's a system that's going to be shortly done away with, and Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign on this earth. So when it talks about the end of the world, it's talking about the fact that the world, this world system, is going to be destroyed. Jesus came and destroyed the world system to take it away from Satan and to set up a new world system with Him ruling and reigning on this earth. And we're going to love it. The world's going to hate it. And so a lot of people say, "Well, I thought everything's going to be rosy." The Bible says that they with their mouths they talk good to me and they love me, but with their hearts is far from me. And that's the way the world's going to be during the during the millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Man never changes; the heart has to change. If you are not born again, you better get born again, because it's going so quick. I mean, things are going. Pretty soon they're going to force you to take a chip. We're going to get into that here in a minute. But I want to live in a world that's without end. And I want a Savior that rules in righteousness. I hate this world. I despise it. There's nothing here that I have any liking to. In Psalms chapter 96, 10, it says, "Say among the heathens that the Lord reigneth, and the world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously." Man, what a day. Can you imagine? Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all, that all have sinned. We need a Savior. You're all sinners. I don't care how good you think you are. You're a sinner. John chapter 12, verse 31 says, now is the judgment of this world. Now is the prince of this world to be cast out. And this is Jesus talking to Pilate right before his crucifixion. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And he signified by what death he's going to die, the cross. Are you being drawn to him? Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. Jesus Christ shed his blood to pay for your sins. And not like the animals that were sacrificed during the time of the Jews in the temple, but verse 26 in that same chapter says, but now once the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. You have to accept his sacrifice. You cannot go to him with anything else or no big deals that you're going to make with God and say, well, God, if you save me, I'm going to do this. You can't do it. You got to go to him with a contrite heart, a broken heart. And you have to say, Lord, I can't save myself. I need you. And nothing else. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. I read this verse a lot. Now all things happen unto them for in samples. All the things in the Old Testament happen for in samples for us. And they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. When Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, that was the beginning of the ends of the world. It's a two-day period, a 2,000-year period, and we're about there. If you're not saved, you need to get saved today. There's not a day to waste. I like this verse, Isaiah chapter 26, 3. It says, thou wilt keep him in a perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Do you trust in the Lord to save you? If you do, that's all you need. Don't let the devil put doubts in your head. Isaiah chapter 45, 17. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with the everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. I can't wait. Wow. I'm going to live forever. God's long suffering is about to end. We find this in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Right before the flood, God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination and thought of his heart was evil continually. The real Jesus has eluded most churches today. They're teaching a false Jesus and a false salvation in a lot of churches today. If you want to know how to get saved, go to the Word of God. Don't trust man. Don't trust philosophers or whatever. Trust the Word of God. The other day, a guy named, and everybody knows him, Zuckerberg, Facebook, the company made headlines. It announced that it's going to launch a new cryptocurrency called the Libra in 2020. All this stuff is coming next year to a station near you. I read Forbes magazine, and it talks about the Libra is a Roman Empire form of measurement of money. Their currency is called a Libra. Of course, it's Euro now. That's where we get the for pound. That's an English currency, but we have a pound. We have an LB. That's their sign for a Libra. That's our sign for a pound. But Forbes magazine tells him, don't call it a Libra. Call it a mark. Just go ahead and call it a mark. A mark is not being used anywhere. So call it a mark. This gold back mark, this is what's so attractive about the cryptocurrency, is backed by gold. Your currency that you have in your pocket or your credit card is based on a promissory note from the federal government. But if you have a credit card in your pocket right now with a chip in it, you are in the cashless society prelims. You're about ready to get started. It's almost here. A lot of countries have already went cashless. And it's going to be historic. But of course, they're going to make it illegal for you to have gold of your own. So everyone that's hoarding gold, you'll have it taken away from you if you're left here after the rapture. NBC News celebrated the prospect of millions of people getting microchipped implanted in their hand as a likely future outcome. They're getting excited. The world's getting excited about it. They want this chip embedded in your hand. Now, I listened to this guy that created the chip, and he explains this thing, how it works and everything. And of course, they put it here in the right hand, right between the thumb and the finger. Now, it has to be put there because your hand will get cold, gets hot, gets cold, gets hot. And that's what charges the battery in this chip. The other place on the human body that goes from cold to hot, cold to hot, cold to hot, that charges the battery, is right here in your forehead. Imagine that. Boy, God was sure smart, wasn't he? Revelation chapter 3, verse 16 says, and he calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Will the church be here when they receive the mark? I already answered that. Yes. There's people getting marked all over the country. I think it's up to 3 million people in America. Sweden is already given over to it. There's a free market company that's chipped every entire employees in the workplace, and this goes all the way back 3 years ago. A commercial segment on that you watch on TV, and I'm sure if you watch TV, you've seen it. A man goes in and forgets his wallet. Oh, that's no problem. Paid for. It's here. The only thing missing is the or the beast. When you look at the Antichrist and you look at John, the spirit of Antichrist is here. The beast is mentioned 37 times in Revelations, and he is the one that we're waiting for. The world's waiting for. I'm waiting to get caught up. I don't want to be here. But they show how you don't need to carry your keys anymore because you can start your car with your chip. You don't have to carry credit cards. You don't have to carry your money. Women can lower the poundage in their purse. Of course, you know, in this day and age, you got to take some things out and you need to put a gun in it in this day and age. The microchip has signaled to the world government that the population is ready for the Antichrist. And he caused both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in the right hand or the forehead. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 10, God says this, and God hasn't changed one iota. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn into the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountain. And one thing Christians need to keep in their minds when you're looking at your brother on the side or you're looking at other Christians, we're all running this race together. We're all going to finish together. But at the judgment seat of Christ, you're going to be judged by how you run the race. So if you're not in the race, you better get in it. Because you're going to be judged alone. And that is so frightening to think about. And it's so important to finish right. Bill Gates, new population control microchip due to be launched in 2018. Well, this is 19. Wow. We're behind times. This is a remote control contraceptive that lowers and regulates your hormones and determines when and where or how you're going to get pregnant or who's going to get pregnant. It's for population control. That means the government will have complete control over when you get pregnant, if you have children, if you have grandchildren. This new AI, this artificial intelligence that they're raving about, is going to be in control of all this. And it's going to be, and if you don't believe that there's a demon attached to all this stuff, you're sadly mistaken. Because this is very demonic. Everything is demonic. This microchip, I don't know where they're going to put it, but I think it's very invasive and devastating to this world. Bill Gates admits vaccinations are designed so the government can depopulate the world. Now, put two and two together, they say, well, vaccines are good. They're going to depopulate the population? Think a bit. Use your reasoning powers. Think about it. He believes that vaccines can be used to reduce childhood mortality and ultimately reduce population growth through associated social changes. We've heard that one before. Not as an ancient agent of death. 70 million babies. You know why they're letting all these immigrants in? It's because our population is deteriorating. ID 2020 is what the name of this lesson is. They have a manifesto out there that the United Nations has put together, and they're really pushing it hard. For everybody on the face of the earth to be chipped. And remember, cryptocurrency 2020, now we've got ID microchip 2020. I wonder if there's a conspiracy going on here. The ability to prove one's identity is a fundamental universal human right. Don, he's got a name. It's got to be verifiable for computers. When you make a purchase, they want to know who's making the purchase without any shadow of a doubt. But it gets worse. They want to chip everyone, and Bill or Trump is pushing a lot of this, is that he wants every refugee that comes in this country to be chipped. So he's not without fault. No one is. Unless you know your Bible, unless you know who wrote this Bible, who died for your sins, you're going to be in trouble. But there's 10 manifestos here. You can go online and read them, because I'm running out of time. The world is asleep. We've raised our children on technology. It's to the point where your child has a nervous breakdown if they don't have their phone. They go and they'll call Children's Services if you take your phone away from them, and they'll have the law come out to you. I mean, it's crazy. People have lost their minds. Some of you will have a nervous breakdown if you leave your phone in your house and you get down the road in your car and you go, "Oh, I don't have my phone. I got to go back and get it." You didn't need it 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But we've gotten so complacent about what's going on in the world. We've been brainwashed so much that we don't know what's right or wrong anymore. We don't know how things are affecting us. We watch television. We're against this and we're against that. But we watch so much TV and we listen to all this music that, well, maybe that's not that bad. What was wrong 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, 2,000 years ago is wrong today. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, it says, "Train up a child in the way it should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." But I let the TV raise my child because I had to work. Or I had to give him video games to keep him occupied. Or I had to do this and I had to do that. And then you wonder what happened? We're all guilty of it. Every last one of us. Then we don't teach our children about tattoos. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28 says, "Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any mark upon you. I am the Lord." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 12 says, "All things are lawful unto me." That means I can smoke, I can drink, I can do anything. I can have tattoos. I can do all that because it's lawful. My salvation is not conditional. It's lawful. But all things are not expedient. There's consequences. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. There's spirits involved in everything. And when you take something on yourself, or you smoke or you drink, you're taking a spirit. Now, you're not without hope. All you have to do is repent of that sin and ask God to forgive you and rebuke the spirit that caused you to do it. We're in a war. You got to get into it. You got to start warfaring against the devil. That's why you have to have the whole armor of God all the time. It's not just a Sunday thing. It's not just a Wednesday thing. It's every day. And sometimes at night. Because if you're serving the Lord, that's the time the devil really attacks you at night. The guy that owns Google, he's created a quantum computer, the most powerful computer in the world. He's worth over $160 billion. Bill Gates is only worth $97 billion. He's doubled that. When you look at this man, you think, boy, he's got everything. Job chapter 20, verse 6. I found this right before I left. I don't know how God gave it to me, but he... Though his excellency mount up to the heavens and his head reach into the clouds, verse 7, yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. So don't be impressed by these people. They which have seen him shall say, where is he? Where did he go? Look at all the great men in the past. They're all gone. China has already started 5G in a massive way. It's all over the country. United States is right behind them. They're hoping to get it all up by 2020 to 2021. And then it goes to G6. If you want to know what the G stand for, it's generation. First cell phone, you talked on it. Talk to your buddies. Second generation, you talked and you text. Third generation, you talk, you text, and you get your internet. Fourth generation, it just goes on. You can look at somebody while you're talking to them. But this is supposed to be so technical and so advanced that everyone is going to want to get a new phone to get onto the 5G. This is what they said at a 5G convention. They said 5G will allow the banks to implement a cashless banking system that would be used from any cell phone by merely swiping a microchip implanted in the person's hand. That's why the banksters and the microchip representatives were there. Oddly, during the meeting, a man volunteered to come up on stage and have a microchip inserted in his hand. How are the microchips linked to wireless phones? I go on Amazon. Boop, 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 boop. It's done. How many people order online? I do. It saves me a lot of money. But that's where we're all going. When this takes place, you will be completely dependent on these people. And if you rock the boat, they got a little switch in there that can turn you off. You've seen movies. Satan, God always makes Satan tell the world what he's going to do before he does it. You know, you've seen people with their identity turned off and they don't exist anymore. Like vagabonds. They're doing it in China. It's coming to the USA. Start praying. Start reading your Bible. Hand out tracts. Witness. It's not that hard. If they tell you to get away from you, leave. It's easy. And have a patient wife. Because when I go anywhere, it's usually, and if I go with her, sometimes it takes a while to get out of there. Because you're witnessing to somebody. We need to get busy. If you're not right with the Lord, you better get right. Because He is coming. He's coming soon. And it's going to be so quick and so fast, you're not going to have time to repent. You know, in the Bible it talks about... I've run out of time. Get serious about the Lord. If you don't want to talk to people, just put a track on a shelf somewhere. Someone will pick it up. Maybe they'll read it, maybe they don't. But you did what you should do. Let's pray. Our dear precious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your word, and we're thankful that we have a God that cares. A God that loved us enough to die for us. And not only that, he's coming back for us again. Lord, I pray that you'll bless the pastor as he preaches today. Lord, I pray that you'll give him power up on high, Lord. And if there's anyone in this congregation that is not saved, I pray that today will be their day of salvation. Lord, give us a burden for souls. For I ask in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.